There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Only kind of holster I run. What, I mean, the thing about picking one of these up, too, when you pick one of these up, you realize you're holding a different grade of Kydex. That's the thing about it. You're holding something that is indestructible. The lifetime warranty, very rarely used. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. While we were in the middle of the break, we had somebody come to the chat room that claimed that Mao was the Christ of China and his followers are in Nebraska and Alaska. Since we only have time to try to deal with real problems and evolve and, live our lives best we can, I had to ban the Children of the Sun boy or girl in order just to move on and continue our evolution, our enlightenment as we go. It was quite amusing, though. Golly gee. Anyway, Jim Gilmore. Most of you have not heard of Jim Gilmore. Jim Gilmore is one of the many who are vying for the presidential nomination on the Republican side. He actually did something that I have not seen anybody do yet. And I have to commend him for it, and I am sad that he hasn't got a snowball's chance of getting the nomination, because at least we know where he stands on this. He says he is committed to the individual right to keep and bear arms by every American who has not forfeited that right by criminal conviction or other action. The right to own, carry, and keep a gun is under relentless attack and pressure. As president, I will be committed to standing up for our rights under the Second Amendment. That's great that he feels that way. I don't know if he should be getting out there and saying, as president, maybe if I was president. Okay. No, that is not the first IP banned. I very rarely do it, though. I only do it when I realize that I'm in a position where this is not a there's no point in having a conversation with somebody. And when they're banned by IP, that means they can't come back in, no matter how they package themselves. So, anyway. I'm glad he points out. Now, he understands a couple of things. He says there's far too much violent crime, but the real reasons for violent crime, especially crimes in which guns are used, is that it's easier for politicians to huff and puff about the need for more gun control rather than deal with the real problem. You can see that in cities such as Baltimore and New York, where the mayor scorn the police and don't want to face the facts that are causing their people to suffer from so much crime. We know what the real problems are, the need for easier and voluntary commitment of the dangerously mentally ill. The dangers brought by Obama's open borders policy and surer appropriate punishment of criminals. And now we have, okay, is this from the Children of Mao? It must be from the Children of Mao. I think the Children of Mao have called the show. Well, by all means, put him... okay, well, we'll see what comes up as soon as we get to this point. The fact that the rest of these guys aren't doing this is interesting, that they could be doing it. It doesn't cost nothing to get out there and be pro-Second Amendment. Let's go to the... Okay, let's not go to the phones. We're going to go to the phones, but now we're not going to the phones. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We got the last name wrong. Let's go to the phones. General Frazell of Nebraska. Politicians buying guns. Yes, General?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling from the Children of Mao. We're an organization who lives in the backwoods of Nebraska. We follow the teaching of Mao Zedong.
Okay. Let me stop you there for a minute, General, okay? I'm not in your army. So are you calling to talk about what I'm talking about? Or are you calling to make a statement on my show? Which is it going to be?
I am not calling. I apologize if I came off that way. I was just... let me transfer you to my assistant, Ollie, to give you a bit more information.
I'm on a regular radio. I'm on a live radio show. I don't have time to be transferred around. Okay, that's fine. Out of there we go. Don't worry about that. Was that the one that had to call back? That'll be one for we need to make that sort of one of the greatest hits of the call-ins. Okay. General Fazell from the Children of Mao. Now you got it. Anyway. Jim Gilmore is apparently one of the members of the NRA's board of directors, and he's been defending Second Amendment rights throughout his career and will continue to do so. He is a former governor of, I think, Virginia. Virginia went from this guy to Terry McAuliffe. That's pretty funny. That was pretty funny. I don't know if I need to regain my composure here. I do. Anyway, I just looked at in one segment. I get to deal with the very real thing that former governor of Virginia Jim Gilmore gets out there, which is say some really good things about the Second Amendment. Then I have to deal with General Frazell from the Children of Mao, who lied to my board op, told him it was about politicians buying guns. Don't lie to my board op when you call into the show. It's going to be a quick call if you do. A little honesty will get you a long way. A little dishonesty, well, it'll be sort of like running on a treadmill. You're going to go really fast, and you're going to be getting nowhere. Anyway. That cracks me up. Coming up on the first break of the first hour, we're going to look at this thing they did in Canada recently, which is it's interesting what they did. And at the same time, I just wonder, why on earth did they do this? This was a law enforcement exercise put on by the Force Science Institute, conducted to measure the performance of the human memory under when you're under stress in relation, I guess, to guns. And while everybody's out there, since we're coming up on brunch, that's a good suggestion, 77 Patriots. In honor of General Frazell calling the show, go to your local, quote-unquote, Chinese restaurant and order some General Tso's chicken. They all have it. Although I'm going to commit sacrilege and tell you not to try the P.F. Chang version because it's not nearly as good. P.F. Chang, not nearly as good on the General Tso chicken. All the other mom and pop ones, though. General Tso chicken, in honor of General Frazell and the Children of Mao. Enjoying the moose derriere flapjacks out in the wild. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Well, right over here in the corner, I have the Traveler's Bag. Very innocuously named. It is actually my PRI and NPR quoted ISIS welcome wagon bag. Designed as a state-of-the-art, elegant piece of combat etiquette in the event that ISIS or something like it rears its ugly head in front of me. This is part of the Contact series from G-Code. Check all of this out at tacticalholsters.com. Surprisingly, Ollie has not called us back from the Children of Mal. Must not have been high on the priorities to get me swayed over. I don't know. I'm sort of past my prime as a foot soldier. In the event of, that stuff that I was talking about earlier that I thought we were actually getting a call about, I'm going to be on a hilltop in a chase on the Barca Lounger with my M14 EBR picking things off at range. I've got a scope on that the size of, a bazooka. Anyway, talking about this scenario, and here's the thing about this, okay? Observation is a very bad thing. Eyewitness observation. When I saw the video of Flanagan, and he's got his gun up in front of him, my first thought looking at the gun in his hand was he had one of the Glock big frames, 20 or 21, because of how big it looked in his hand. I made that call without any point of reference about the gun. Turns out it was a Glock 19. That tells you how good observation works. I knew it was a Glock. I had that narrowed down in my head. And I was correct. It was a Glock, but it was the wrong Glock. Now, for some reason, they decided to do this. Dave Spaulding, a gun writer of note, he got out there and he's written some details of how the scenario was carried out. This is two police officers paired up. If that's General Frizzell again, we don't need to talk to him. Each pair watched a two-minute briefing video purported to be cell phone footage taken in a college classroom. With a class in progress, a disgruntled student enters the room and engages the professor in an argument about poor grades. The perpetrator becomes increasingly agitated, draws a knife from his pocket, and takes the professor and another student hostage while people flee from the classroom. Then, from inside the classroom, each officer team dispatched to the location was exposed to the experimental scenario lasting about 4 minutes. Standing side by side in designated positions, the officers initially are able to see the suspect threatening his hostages on live footage of the ongoing incident from a closed-circuit TV camera trained on the hallway outside. Within seconds, the suspect bursts into the classroom using a hostage as a shield and holding a knife to his captive's neck. After issuing various commands, he frees the hostage, throws the knife to the ground, and retreats back to the hallway. We got some crazy stuff happening on the phones, don't we? Anyway, they're again visible on CCTV. He can be seen tucking a gun into his waistband of his jeans. In a final live interaction, the suspect re-enters the classroom in an agitated manner, goading the officers to shoot him. At a point where he has turned his back on the officers, he suddenly spins around toward them with his hands moving toward his waistband, and then his hands were suddenly thrust forward in a shooting position toward the officers. The gun, however, remains undrawn throughout. The assailant immediately pulled his hands into a hidden posture under his body as he fell. The scenario ended once the active officer responded to this movement. That's a rough scenario to go through. Now, in this scenario, though, very clearly, they saw that a handgun was tucked inside his pants, and he went through the motions of drawing and pointing an empty hand towards the officers before collapsing and covering up his hands again. After all this happens, after a 45-minute cool-down period, both the active and observational officers were asked to describe what they went through in their own words and then answer 94 questions. 14 of those questions were deemed to be of supreme importance about the perpetrator's action, his weapon position, and the officer response. Both observers and active participants... Can I recommend a cleaning kit to clean an AR-15? What should be in it? If I were to recommend a cleaning kit for the AR-15, I would go and find... General Frizzell continues to call in. Otis is good. Otis is good. I don't have any experience with Otis. I try to get the kind that the Army issued for the M16, just because they always worked. And because the rods always fit the barrels. Every rod I ever use fit the barrels. Anyway... As they were looking at it, coming away from this, just let him sit there. Oh, he went away. Okay. And some long pipe cleaners, yes. That's it. After they were asked a bunch of questions, and they consisted of this. What happened when the culprit turned towards you? Was there a weapon in his hand at this point? If yes, describe how he presented the weapon. Did the culprit discharge a weapon during the incident? What was the position of the culprit's gun when he was impacted by rounds from the officer? 85% of the active officers actually shot at him in the scenario. Okay, good for him. And where was the suspect's gun at the end of the scenario? One particularly startling finding emerged from the researcher's tally. He did not present a gun. And that, for officers, they would find this problematic. I don't find this problematic. If you're in an active hostage situation, if I'm in an active hostage situation as a civilian, and the guy's had a knife at somebody's neck, and I can clearly see a gun, and he throws his hands up at me like he's pulling the gun. Yeah, frog group. Got to have frog group with that. And you shoot him. There's not a whole lot that you can do about that. Because if you don't shoot him and he has pulled the gun, then he shoots you. Then he shoots you. I'm going to have to look at that too. So, this scenario, if you take the OTA loop and apply this to this, they're being completely reactive to this guy. I think that something a little more proactive should have been done regarding this. And I don't know if within the scope of this test or this scenario that would have been allowed to be done. But, gotcha. But the OTA loop would have come in really handy for that. And I'm almost certain that this is not... this is not one of those things where where that would have been allowed. When you're in the middle of an adrenaline dump, some of those things can't really come into play. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Four iterations of product, and I don't know that this is just, as far as I can tell, the beginning. It's only four. Their innovation and the way they modify things to work with each other is... I've never seen it before. Not in that kind of stuff. Most of the time it's, let's do this, and then they sweep that aside and they come out with the incredibly new thing. Oh no, they just keep repurposing it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. As an administrative note, if you are listening online somewhere out there, and you are the wing nut that is on hold, you are never getting on the air again. Ever, ever, ever. My people that listen and take these calls and screen these calls are specialists at this. They've been doing it a while. They didn't just come off the rutabaga truck. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how to keep me happy on this part of it. You can change your name, but you can't change your voice. So you could, if you're not listening and you're sitting on hold right now, be the idiot and sit on hold through the rest of the show. Anybody else that wants to call the show that is not a member of the Children of Mal, of course, you are welcome. The Children of Mal. it just kills me. Dr. Keith Ablo, who is the, he's one of the contributors to Fox News. He is quite the critic. Of modern psychiatry today. And on many occasions, he has delved into the mind. There you go. That's right. Just go away. Good for you. Go live off the land in Nebraska or Alaska, or maybe it's Alaska. I don't know. Anyway, I think it's Alaska, because he was talking about living in Nebraska, and then he was talking about in Alaska. Alaska. You know, there are 57 states, after all. Anyway, Dr. Keith Ablo decided to delve into the mind of Vester Flanagan. In his 20-year career as an adult adolescent and forensic psychiatrist. He's evaluated many people whose paranoia, which is a psychotic delusion, focused either on the government besieging them. Oh, here he comes again. He's not listening to the show. Focused in on either on the government besieging them or an individual group or group of individuals, including co-workers, plotting against them. When questioned, they may reveal that they also believe they are being followed by the CIA or that their employer has implanted listening devices inside their bodies. We may never know whether Flanagan was a man with a grudge when it came to hate white people or a man with severe narcissism who struck out at those who did not agree he was extraordinary or a man commandeered by delusions. In his case, perhaps paranoia that attached itself to some unshakable belief that stray words or phrases and random acts were actually ways people were intentionally trying to undermine him. Ablo, many years ago, treated a guy who believed his friend, who had no prior business experience, was secretly attempting to undermine his very successful corporation at the time. When I asked for evidence that this was occurring, he told Ablo that his friend had asked him where in China his Chinese investors were from. That seemingly innocuous question was sucked into the vortex of his client's delusional structure and, for him, confirmed the worst. Why did he want to know where they were from if he wasn't trying to contact them? Now, this guy's calling into the show with a vocal processor, and he's changing his voice, and now he's using the voice of a chipmunk. I remember when I was 12 years old, too, General Frizzell. Anyway, that was a good time back in the day. If we knew your address, we would send you a karaoke kit. Dr. Ablo, as he was trying to treat this delusional character, he said, maybe your buddy is curious whether these investors are from one of the major cities he's heard of or even visited. Has your friend ever been to Asia? That, too, became fodder for his client's delusional setup. He said, I never thought of that. You think he may already have gone there to meet with my investors? He tried to clarify that this was not what he meant at all. But even as he clarified that fact, he worried that his client might think that he was asserting the reality of the situation might make him think he was part of the plot that he imagined unfolding against him. And that's how that kind of delusional psychotic thinking works. And it can spark terrible violence. That's why family members or employers of someone who begins to communicate or behave in ways that are extreme and seemingly irrational need to consider whether that behavior is best defined as irritable and wrong-minded, or whether it could be a reflection of a deeper, intractable, delusional way that that person is viewing the people in his life and events unfolding around him. Thus far, there's no evidence that anybody in Mr. Flanagan's life was able to make that determination. Indeed, they simply enabled him. They simply enabled him. And that was a problem. The enablers didn't see this coming. Even though they were afraid, they didn't see this coming. And what happened was horrific, of course. So, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. And like I said before, this is not one of these. It's not one of these things where you can get out there and there is no short, quick answer to this. There's no easy answer to this. The first thing we need to do. Is look at educators and say, you don't get to decide that children need to be medicated. You don't get to decide that they have ADD. If there's something out there, you need to refer that to the parent. And then, I didn't know you could do that. And then let them make the decision. I had a teacher try to tell me that one of my sons needed medicating. And we went and had him looked at, and he did not have ADD. He was just a little boy. So teachers need to concentrate on teaching. That's first. Second, we need to stop giving in. We need to stop giving in to what they demand. That's the first thing. The second thing, we're going to have to sit back and wait. Once we start doing that, I don't see that happening right now. Big Pharma is gigantic. Big Pharma is gigantic. They got a lot of money. Politicians don't seem to be in, and the politicians like getting that money because big government, you know, big government benefits the politician. We're going to have to use it. We're going to have to do something that we can sit back and wait on. And then we're going to have to look at that data to see if this actually bears us out. But we live in a society today where Black America has been talked into aborting themselves out of existence, where you can self-identify as a girl or black or, you know, whatever you want to be. And Big Pharma's out there riding herd over all of it, fostering all of these delusions. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the DC-3 line that has been the collaboration between Travis Haley and G-Code, or the new Contact series, which is a sort of a melding of all the technologies and some new ones, G-Code is modularity personified and innovation personified at a price point that everybody can afford. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. A lot of times they will sit out there and they try to come at us with this junk science to bear out their agenda and to bear out their demands. And one of the things about that is that, first of all, most of the time it's lies. Right now there's this fact out there that got checked on PolitiFact about the number of people killed in wars is exceeded by the number of people killed by guns since 1968. And mind you, everybody killed by guns is included in this number. However, we know that in the United States at least, two-thirds of everybody killed by guns are killing themselves. They're killing themselves. And that is not taken into account. And what they're saying is that in the United States, there's no other reason to kill yourself other than the fact that there are guns. However, if you look at the highest suicide rates by people, they're saying if there were no guns, there would be no suicides here in the United States. But if you look at the if you look at the rates, quite a few nations out there that have a very high suicide rate. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. Let's see who comes in on page two. Where is the United States? That's what I want to know. See, Japan has a suicide rate of 18.5, and they come in 18th. Russia, 15th. South Sudan, India, Burundi. I wonder if they're going to show the United States as the highest rate. That would be interesting, and I'd love to know. And what they're doing is they're doing it as a percentage of per 100,000, I think. Well, we're not even on the list. How about that? We're not even on the list of the top 25 nationally suicide list. This is all based by list25.com. So we're not even on the top 25. South Korea has a higher rate. North Korea has a higher rate than South Korea, and Guyana has the highest rate, 44.2 per 100,000. So We're not even on the list. So that gets thrown out the door right away. It has nothing to do with guns being present. It has everything to do with your life and your mental health. That has a lot to do with it. It's got to be a very sad time. In Japan, they have a forest at the foot of Mount Fuji. They call the Suicide Forest, where a lot of people go. And you'll drive up and get in that parking lot of the forest, and there'll be just abandoned cars for as far as the eye can see of people that have gone into the forest and killed themselves, hanged themselves in the forest. Hanging is the preferred method in Japan. Those that try it with pills, it takes forever, apparently, and hanging is a little more definitive, if you will. So when they're coming at us with this junk science, now, we can fall back, and we can start saying, well, of course, you know, too, but that's all beside the point. It's all beside the point. It's all beside the point, because they're going to continue to always come at us with this. And it's getting worse. You got the Joyce Foundation out there funding things, Bloomberg, Soros, everything else. Even a seasoned propagandist would blush at the level of coordination now employed by the gun grabbers as they try, in desperation. Joseph Goebbels would sit back and say, wow, these guys are doing their best, aren't they? Not getting very far. Bloomberg is now being used to support a changing paradigm that all gun owners need to be aware of. In late June, his new anti-gun media arm, The Trace, was unveiled to much fanfare among the various left-wing media outlets that are out there today. It's a news outlet supposedly devoted to the prevention of violence, but it's more actually, it's anti-gun. But Lenin famously quoted for saying, a lie told often enough becomes a truth. And with the mainstream media throwing out a bunch of junk science, hey, we actually have a regular call. Or do we have a high level of confidence that that's really Tom? Go ahead and put him on hold. Waiting on Tom to get there. Step one, of course, they got to cleverly manipulate the data to where gun control becomes a viable option. Step two, expose the American people to such evidence through the media, the lies. Throw the lies out there. Step three, the facts don't matter. Just keep pitching the lies until they become the new reality. This is what The Trace is all about. That is The Trace. Gun issue. Okay, let's get to this before we run out of time. Tom in Maryland. Yes, sir.
Mr. Frady.
Yeah, good morning.
I was hoping to hear from that general. You should have given him at least a half a minute. I wanted to hear what you wanted to say.
Well, yeah, you know, I asked if he could hear me on when I was on hold, when he was on hold, because, you know, I don't mind entertaining some idiots from time to time, but I think we got some real problems out there without having a bunch of guys. This guy's got a vocal processor. He keeps calling back sounding like one of the chipmunks. What's on your mind?
Listen, I just wanted to mention where you're going now with the numbers. That's really how to hit this issue, because statistically speaking, as far as danger and a real risk of death for Americans, this really is a non-issue. When these things happen, they're very emotional. I understand that. And it's super leverage for those who have an agenda to try to take away our rights. And it's not so much about gun control as people control and
yes.
rule over them. And that's really what they're going for. And then they're not going to stop with the next piece of legislation. It only goes downhill. And their goal, of course, and I know you know this, is to go all the way. And, you know, I think if you get sidetracked with issues like the SSRIs, again, when you crunch the numbers, there's no way to know whether or not the people who are on those are doing the things that they do because of their mental incapacity or because of what they're on to treat that mental incapacity. It's a dead-end street. There's no way that you'd ever be able to prove that it's the drugs that are a direct causation of the behavior, because the next
not until the autopsy anyway.
Well, no, the next person will come down the road, and again, we're not that far with genetics to be able to slice a brain in such a way to say, hey, look, it wasn't the mental disorder, it was the drugs. You know, it could be, and then you get into issues of, well, what percentage of a non-issue. You compare it to any other type of cause of death in America, and it'll rank so low that, you know, people don't want to hear that, but it is.
Before I run out of time, because I got a minute, so let me just throw this at you just for you to mull over on the weekend. A lot of times people on drugs, the same day as Sandy Hook, we had the Lone Star slashing incident where a guy on drugs with the same stuff that we're talking about now, he slashed 14 kids at Lone Star University in Texas. And nobody had anything to defend themselves with there. The second thing is if the gun grabbers were actually correct about all of us, there would be no gun grabbers because we would have killed them all by now.
Well, you know what? You hate to say it, but
that's the truth.
I think at the end of the day, you know, we're gonna have to make a decision as a society. You know, do we split peacefully and let those who want to live in fear and be ruled have their slice of the country, and the rest of us be free? I mean, honestly, I think that would be the best idea. I'd love to see.
I would like that.
Get together and say, look, let's solve this once and for all. You guys take, because you can see the clear divide. You know, and it's not gonna.
I'm out of time, Tom. I ran out of time. Let's call me back Monday and let's talk about this. I like where you're going with it. Please. All right. We'll do it again on Friday, Monday, folks. Thanks very much for joining me this week. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not one side ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.